One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
True.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Ah, no.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 Heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Andrew, our medical student from Huddersfield, played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, we saw Andrew have a nightmare start to his game.
Elizabeth the First.
Oh, my gosh!
That was terrible.
After recovering well, to bank £2,500, and with 296 heartbeats remaining, will he continue or will he cash out?
So, Andrew, welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. As you know, last time you were on, we didn't have enough time to complete all of your rounds, so let's just remind ourselves of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played cash out. If you get a question wrong, we'll deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 100 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, Andrew, you've got 296 heartbeats remaining. You did it.
I did it.
You've banked £2,500, which for a medical student is massive.
It is massive.
It's huge.
It's at least a week's rent in London.
Are you pleased?
I'm very pleased, yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. Let me ask you this question. Are you going to play for £5,000 or are you going to cash out with £2,500?
Oh, it's a tough one, Vernon, but I think I'm going to cash out.
All right, good lad.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, remember, you cannot step off the plate.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, good luck, Andrew. For £2,500, let's play Cash Out. If you're ready, Andrew, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Macaulay Culkin starred in the film E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
False.
The A1 road links London to Glasgow.
True.
Valentino Rossi is a professional jockey.
True.
Krakows and Poulains are types of shoe.
False.
In the traditional story, Dick Whittington becomes Prime Minister of the UK.
True.
In 2014, Christmas Day fell on a Thursday.
True.
New Zealand shares a land border with Australia.
True.
Ah. Duran Duran have had more UK number one singles than Tears for Fears.
True.
Ronnie O'Sullivan won the 2015 Snooker World Championship.
True.
There is a mushroom called Chicken of the Woods.
True.
In the 2015 general election, the SNP...
Oh, Andrew! Andrew!
That sucks,
the last one was true. But you said, when you came on, you said sport.
I didn't know sport, no. There's a few sport in there,
a few geography as well.
Yeah, I just didn't know them. Yeah, no matter how many heartbeats you gave me, I didn't know that.
Oh, Andrew.
Ah, it sucks.
I think that what happened was that first round with the two queens, Victoria
and
Elizabeth the First, that really kind of tripped you up, didn't it? It really tripped you up. Anyway, you made it to round four, but you used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. Have you had a fab time?
I've had a really good time.
It's been great spending time in your company. You've been a barrel of laughs, I'll be honest with you. But thank you very much for playing. Cheers, Andrew.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers, buddy. So who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Aidan. Eden.
Hi, Violin.
Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where are you from, Eden?
I'm from Hertfordshire, a place called Puckeridge.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a sports project officer.
Well, what's that involve?
So I manage a 50-plus exercise programme for the county.
Is that in a gym or a sports centre?
No, it's all in community venues, so we put on exercise classes in community venues. People come along and have a great time.
Oh, we like that. Good. Now, throughout the game, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, and as it stands at the moment, it's between 100 and 110 beats per minute. That's fab.
OK.
If you can keep it like that, it gives you more opportunity to play as many games as possible. So, Aidan, are you ready?
I am, yes.
Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. Aidan, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay happens.
OK.
The first game you're going to play today is Compare.
This is Compare. You'll see a question. You'll then face a series of different options, and you must choose the correct answer. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish Compare before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready?
I am, yes.
Let's play. Good luck. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Which of these measurements is greater? Play. 1 millimetre, 1 inch.
1 inch.
1 joule, 1 kilojoule.
1 joule.
1 kilogram, 1 ton.
1 ton.
1 megabyte, 1 gigabyte.
1 gigabyte.
1 microgram, 1 milligram.
1 milligram.
1 pint, 1 litre.
1 litre.
1 hectare, 1 acre.
1 hectare.
1 quart, 1 gallon.
1 gallon.
Yes, not Harvey. Well done. Good lad. You got just one wrong. Fabulous. Great work.
Thank you.
Pretty easy for you, that.
It was OK, yeah.
It was a good start. You got one wrong, you only used 103 heartbeats. Okay. So if you can keep up this momentum, then you've got the opportunity to go a long way because you've got a really low heart rate during gameplay. After one round, you've banked £250. So tell me, why did you decide to come on the show?
So I thought, it's a great show. I really like the idea of it and, you know, the chance to win a little bit of money would really, really help towards my wedding next year.
Oh, how long have you been engaged?
Good question, about 18 months or so.
What's her name?
It's Hannah.
All right, hi, Hannah. He's going to do very well. He's going to do very well indeed. So let's move on to round two. It's Reflection.
This is Reflection. You'll see a mirror image of a clock face. You must work out what the time is when viewed the right way round. To complete the round, you must correctly work out 6 reflections. Finish Reflection before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Aidan, you've got 897 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Right, let's do this. Let's play Reflection. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
9:20. 11:30. 4:25. 8:50. 7:50. 2:35. 1:35. 10:40.
Yes! Good job, Aidan. Well done. You got 2 wrong. Yes. 2 wrong in that one. And your heartbeats peaked at an interesting 141. Quite high. It's the highest you've been since you walked into the studio.
Yes.
Did you feel the pressure during that game?
I did, yeah. Once you got one answer wrong, it's it takes it out of you a little bit and you start panicking.
I think it's because you realise that you're wasting time. Now, before we reveal your next round, Adam, we're going to take a quick break, which is good for you because you can rest, relax, get your heart rate down,
okay,
and join us after the break to find out who he gets on. We'll see you then.
A Tiny Bit Marvellous was a best-selling novel written by which actress? Dawn French or Jennifer Saunders? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, A Tiny Bit Marvellous was a best-selling novel written by which actress? The answer is Dawn French.
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats, where Aidan from Hertfordshire is currently playing. Aidan, are you ready to see your next game?
I am, yes.
Right, here's your next round. It's Unscramble.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
Eddie, you've got 731 heartbeats remaining. We're on to round three. This is a really good situation you've found yourself in. It's fantastic. Are you going to play for £1,000 or cash out your 500?
I'm going to play.
All right, good luck. Let's play. When you're ready and you're feeling relaxed, step onto the plate.
Music. Play.
Two, piano. One, xylophone. Five, trumpets. Three, bagpipe. Clue.
Musical instruments.
Four, cymbal.
Good lad! Well done, Adam. Oh, you wasted it on a clue.
I did.
You wasted it on a clue. I thought, why is he taking a clue? It's obvious what they are. Musical
Absolutely.
Instruments.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd try and get a little extra, but it didn't really help, so...
No, you used... It's 126 heartbeats. Let's not forget 25 of them were because you used a clue.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, you're averaging, give or take, 100 heartbeats per round.
OK.
You peaked at 132. You need to relax, and we'll get as far as we can.
Chill out.
Right, let's move on to round four. It's Link.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Aidan, you've got 605 heartbeats remaining, still miles away from halfway on your heartbeat counter. You can go very far. Are you going to play for 2,500, or are you going to cash out with 1,000?
I'm going to play.
It's the right answer. Of course it is. Let's play Link. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Monty Magpie, Bubbles the Bear, Fred the Red, Gunnosaurus Rex, Rory the Tiger, Cyril the Swan. Link these mascots to the football club they represent. Play.
Monty Magpie, Newcastle United. Gunnosaurus Rex, Arsenal. Cyril the Swan, Swansea City. Bubbles the Bear, West Ham.
Top the heartbeat! Well done. Good job, Aidan. Football fan?
I am, yes.
Who do you follow?
Man United.
Where are you from?
Hertfordshire.
Anywhere. You got no wrong answers. You got no wrong answers. You only used 39 heartbeats. You did peak at 147, though. That's the highest you've ever peaked on the show so far. So you need to calm down. I think it was the excitement of the fact that you love football, you know the mascots.
Absolutely.
But you need to chill just a little bit. Just let's bring it down, because it's going to get tough now, because we are up to round five. It's Keep Up.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and a mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £5,000.
All right, Aidan, you've got 566 heartbeats remaining. This next round is maths, Keep Up. How are you with arithmetic, multiplication, subtraction, etc.?
Not too bad, as long as I take my time.
We're playing for some serious money. Are you going to play for £5,000 or cash out £2,500?
I'm going to play.
We're going to play. Let's play Keep Up. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
One. Play. Add 78.
79.
Subtract 34.
45.
Divide by 5.
9.
Multiply by 8.
72.
Add 18.
90.
Divide by 90.
1.
Sequence 1 complete. 2. Multiply by 88.
176.
Subtract 132.
44.
Divide by 4.
11.
Add 64.
75.
Subtract 25.
50.
Divide by 25.
2.
Sequence 2 complete. 3. Multiply by 13.
39.
Add 478.
527. 517.
Subtract 333.
186. 187. 184.
Divide by 2.
92.
Multiply by 5.
460.
Subtract 457.
Stop the heartbeats!
Yes!
Woo! Well done, Aidan.
Thank you.
You got three wrong, but there's just one equation there that you struggled with.
I did, yeah. I really, really struggled with that. It was
first two rounds, you flew through the first three rounds. That was unbelievable. That's very, very impressive. Well done. Well done indeed. You used 377 heartbeats, but that's fine because you took your time. But you've also banked yourself a lot of money. Well done. You peaked at 146. And let's take a look at round six. It's Decipher.
This is Decipher. You will see five statements. You will then be given a question. You must simply match the correct statement to the question. Complete Decipher by answering two questions correctly. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £10,000.
All right, Aidan, you've got 189 heartbeats remaining. Tough decision to make because you've been flying through the rounds. Just a couple of things have tripped you up. Do you think you've got enough heartbeats remaining to do the next round and play for £10,000?
I think I'm going to cash out.
You're going to cash out?
I am, yes.
Not confident in the next round?
No, I'd rather make sure that I've got a best chance as possible to get the money.
Well, it's an important year for you, getting married.
It is, yeah. It really, really helped towards that, so...
Of course it will. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play cash out. This is how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, remember, in this round, you can't step off the plate.
OK.
Aidan, we're all behind you. You've been a fab contestant. Good luck. Let's cash out for £5,000. When you're ready, Aidan, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Air Force One is the name of the US President's plane.
True.
Pembrokeshire is a county in Wales.
True.
T is the 20th letter of the alphabet.
False.
Miss Havisham is a character from Charles Dickens's Great Expectations.
True.
Queen Elizabeth II has owned over 20 winners at the Royal Ascot Race
True.
Meeting. Mussophobia is the fear of mice.
True.
The TV character Mr. Bean drove a Mini.
True.
The name of the first chimp to be launched into space was Bubbles.
True.
Audrey Hepburn was born before Rita Hayworth.
False.
Beach volleyball was contested at the 2012 Olympic Games.
True.
The word moniker can mean name or nickname.
False.
Oh, Aidan, you were so close.
I was.
Bubbles was Michael Jackson's monkey.
I realised that after I said it. As soon as I said it, I realised.
It was called Ham. The first monkey to spare is called Ham. Unlucky. Aidan, you've been a fab contestant.
Thank you.
You really have. And all the best with the wedding. Congratulations on all that. We've truly enjoyed your company. You've been fab. You killed all of the rounds. It was awesome, especially the maths. Very, very impressive. But unfortunately, you made it to round 5 and you used all of your 1,000 heartbeats. It's been great to see you. Thank you very
much. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Well, who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Find out in a couple of minutes.
In which sport is the Venus Rosewater Dish Trophy awarded? Cricket or tennis? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, in which sport is the Venus Rosewater Dish Trophy awarded? The answer is tennis. It's the Wimbledon Female Singles Champion Trophy.
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Let's meet our next contestant. Let's welcome Ricky. Nice to meet you.
And you?
You've come all the way from Essex via Blackpool.
Yeah, I've got 2 trains round, a bus and an aeroplane.
But you were originally from Blackpool.
Yes.
And your family relocated down south because
yep.
of the weather, apparently, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, it's not much better, so I'm thinking about going back soon, to be honest. So.
What do you do for a living, Ricky?
I'm a site manager for a pool and maintenance refurb company, so we go to big contractors, basically sort them out. So if you've got a pool, come to me. Do some business after.
Swimming pools?
Yes.
Oh, nice. OK, that must be good fun.
Yeah, well, I don't actually go out on site. I don't like to get my hands too dirty. I'm more in the office doing the yard stuff.
Right, the paperwork.
Yeah.
So, as you know, you are wired up to a heart rate monitor.
Yes.
We're going to monitor that. We're going to take a look at that throughout the whole of the show. At the moment, your heart rate stands at between 160 and 170 beats per minute. Ricky, that's really high.
That is quite high, isn't it?
It's really,
so if I'm alive.
Really high. You've got to try and relax.
Bring it down a little bit.
Just try and relax, think happy thoughts. Now, you need to stay calm under pressure because the quicker your heart rate, the quicker your time goes. Are you ready, Ricky?
Yeah, I am ready, yep.
I'm looking
Let's
forward to this. Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, Ricky, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. And there are 2 simple rules to 1,000 heartbeats. The first one, if you get a question wrong, we'll deduct 25 heartbeats. The second one, if you can't think of an answer and you're struggling with the question that's on the board, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 100 heartbeats. Your first game today is Compare.
This is Compare. You'll see a question. You'll then face a series of different options and you must choose the correct answer. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish compare before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I'm looking forward to this, Ricky. Good luck, my friend.
Right, let's do it.
Let's play. When you're ready, feeling nice and calm and relaxed, please step onto the plate.
Which of these UK cities is further north? Play. Birmingham, Manchester.
Manchester.
Sheffield, Exeter.
Sheffield.
Wakefield, Truro.
Truro.
Bath, Chester.
Chester.
Worcester, Hereford.
Worcester.
Cambridge, Bristol.
Bristol.
Lichfield, St Albans.
Lichfield.
Preston, Leicester.
Leicester.
Peterborough, Chichester.
Peterborough.
Derby, Durham.
Durham.
Stop the heartbeat! Well done, Ricky. Come on over. You got three wrong, Ricky.
I did, yeah.
You got three wrong, which means you lost 75 heartbeats because of your wrong answers. But also, during gameplay, your peak was massive. 172 beats per minute.
Is that normal?
It's not normal. The string quartet were going like crazy. Look at them.
They've worked out all day so much.
Exactly. Sweating like nobody's business.
God, it's getting an eye.
It is getting out. You've got to relax, Ricky. Now you've got the first round out the way, it should be, hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be easier for you to relax.
I'm shaking.
All right, so after round one, you've banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, you'll get the chance to play for £25,000. But remember, you need enough heartbeats at the end to complete our cash-out round. And only by completing cash-out will you then leave with the money that you've banked. How much do you think you're going to win?
Well, 25 grand would be ideal, but do you know what? I'll take anything. I'm not ungrateful, so.
All right, good.
We'll see where it goes.
All right, well, good luck. And apparently, you've got some actual friends who are in TOWIE.
Yeah, Harry, Amy. So, I don't know if you've met them, but yeah, it's all Essex.
Does life imitate art, or does art imitate life in Essex?
Life imitates art.
Right, okay.
He's genuine, they're all genuine.
All right, nice. So, let's move on to round two, and it's Unravel.
This is Unravel. You'll see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish unravel before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
So, Ricky, you've got 765 heartbeats remaining. You need to try and calm down and eradicate wrong answers, and then it'll be cushy from there on in. Honest, trust me. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
No, I'm going to play on.
Good man. All right, let's play. Unravel. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
France. Daydream. Monologue. Shoulder. Bonfire. Finish.
Yes, on hobby! Well done, Ricky! Come on over. That was awesome. Miles better than the first one.
Yeah, not bad.
No wrong answers, but still, you peaked at 171 beats per minute. Dude, if you don't calm down, I'm going to be scraping you off the floor. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel a little bit more confident about that now. I just need to get my heart down, because that's what's ruining it for, really, isn't it?
That was really good. Something you find quite easy, deciphering words.
Yeah, well, I did English in college, so I'm normally quite good with language and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, well done. Well, you proved it. That was a great performance. Well done. Well done indeed. Right, let's move on to round three. It's Assemble.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
That was really quick gameplay in the last round. It's left you with 663 heartbeats. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
No, I'm going to play on.
Good man, Ricky. Let's play assemble. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Rita Ora. Play.
Nine. Eight. Five. Eleven. Four. One. Three.
Got the heartbeat! Come on over, Ricky! Too wrong.
Yeah.
Just too wrong, not perhaps.
Not too bad, not too
bad. Aura. Your heart rate is still really, really
high. It's not going anywhere.
Really, really high. I mean, you peaked at 168 beats per minute. You need to try and relax.
Yeah, I know.
Try and relax. How do you relax at home? Just kick about in your undies?
Oh, listen to music in a quiet, dark room.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, just in the lights don't make you feel at home. But well done. That was really good.
Thank you. Really good.
All we've got to do is just try and get your heart rate down. Because it's crazy, it really is. So after round 3, you've banked £1,000. Before we reveal your next round, we're going to take a quick break, so join us in a few minutes to find out how Ricky gets on. We'll see you then.
The Southern Alps mountain range can be found in which country? Australia or New Zealand? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, the Southern Alps mountain range can be found in which country? The answer is New Zealand.
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats, where Ricky from Essex is currently playing. Now, Ricky, are you ready for your next game?
I am very ready, yes.
OK, it's round 4, and it's Identify.
This is Identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Ricky, so you've got 485 heartbeats remaining, which is really good. Gameplay is really good, but your heart rate during gameplay is really high.
Yeah.
Really high.
Yeah,
are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to play on.
We're going to play on. Good man. Let's play Identify. Good luck, Ricky. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
I can hear music. Fernando, Go Your Own Way. Money, Money, Money. You Should Be Dancing. Lay All Your Love on Me. Under Attack. Don't Let Me Down. UK hit singles released by ABBA. Play.
Fernando. Money, Money, Money. I Can Hear Music. You Should Be Dancing. Money, 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 Fernando, Go Your Own Way, Don't Let Me Down. Fernando, Money, 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 You should be dancing. Lay all your love on me. Fernando, money, money, money. Lay all your love on me. I can hear music. Fernando, money, money, money. Lay all your love on me. Don't let me down. Fernando, money, money, money. Lay all your love on me. Go your own way. Fernando, money, money, money. Lay all your love on me. You should be dancing. Fernando, money, money, money. Lay all your love on me. Under attack.
Yes, on the heartbeat! Oh, my God! Ricky! You've given me a cardiac arrest. You got 7 wrong.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's loads of heartbeats.
I don't know anything about ABBA, so I kind of had to just... In the end, I was just narrowing it down and I just forgot what I was saying.
Oh, you used 399 heartbeats.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable. Your heart rate was so high during that. It peaked at 167 beats per minute. You've only got 86 remaining. Is there any point me showing you the next game?
Absolutely not.
We're going to cash out.
Yep.
All right, we're going to cash out. Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Remember, you cannot step off the plate during cash out. If you run out of heartbeats, unfortunately, you'll leave with nothing. Are you ready? Feeling relaxed?
Let's do it, yeah.
All right, good luck. For £2,500, let's play cash out. When you're ready, Ricky, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Bananas and toffee are main ingredients in banoffee pie.
True.
St. Mary's Stadium is the home of Southampton FC.
True.
The former royal residence Frogmore House is in Scotland.
False.
The word ovine refers to sheep.
True.
American engineer Steve Wozniak co-founded the company Microsoft.
False.
Ricky, that's unbelievable!
I actually can't believe it.
That is unbelievable! I cannot believe it!
I can't believe it myself, to be honest.
You've probably had one of the highest heart rates throughout gameplay of all the contestants we've ever had on. But, Ricky, somehow you managed to cash out and win yourself the money.
I just want to keep you all on edge, that's what it was.
Oh, my goodness me, that was phenomenal. Well done, Ricky.
Thank you very much. I'm shocked, honestly. I can't believe that.
Trust me, you're not as shocked as everyone watching at home and everyone in the studio. That was an amazing cash out.
Thank you.
Well done. You've won £2,500. Thank you for playing 1,000 Heartbeats. Ricky, everyone, awesome. So who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Let's welcome Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Vernon.
Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where have you come from?
I've come from Bristol.
And what do you do for a living, Yvonne?
I'm a zookeeper.
Perfect. What a job.
It's
Which
amazing.
Zoo do you work at?
It's actually at Bristol Zoo itself.
Is there a lot of pressure in being a zookeeper?
There is. It's a really, really busy job. There's a lot to pack into the day. And we are working with some dangerous animals, so you've got to have your wits about you the whole time. And it is just a very, very pressured job. You don't know what each day is going to bring. Every day is different.
I guess it's one of those jobs where you wake up every morning and you don't put the alarm clock on snooze.
No, definitely not.
Well, throughout the show, Yvonne, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. At the moment, it's between 130 and 140 beats per minute, so it's quite high. Now, you need to stay calm under pressure because the quicker your heart rate, the quicker your time will disappear.
Yeah.
And obviously, the quicker our string quartet will play. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yvonne, fingers crossed, good luck. Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. Yvonne, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. So your first game today, Yvonne, is Contrast.
This is Contrast. You will see 2 answer options. You'll then face a series of statements. to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck, Yvonne. Let's play. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Dolly Parton, Aretha Franklin, play. Performed at Glastonbury in 2014.
Dolly Parton.
The first cloned mammal from an adult cell, a sheep, was named after...
Dolly Parton.
Has duetted with Elton John and George Michael.
Dolly Parton.
Famously said it costs a lot of money to look this cheap.
Dolly Parton.
Is the older of the two.
Aretha Franklin.
Had one of her songs covered by Whitney Houston...
Aretha Franklin.
..was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Dolly Parton.
..is known as the Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin.
..has her own theme park.
Dolly Parton.
..was nominated twice for a Best Original Song Academy Award.
Dolly Parton.
Yes, Dr. Harvey! Come on over, everyone. Good, that was good, Yvonne. Dolly Parton and Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Fan of their music?
No. Well, actually, Aretha Franklin I do like. Dolly Parton, I'm not really into country.
Do the animals listen to music? Do you play music into
the
animals?
We do, actually.
Oh, do you?
We do, yeah, especially for the gorillas. There's usually a sort of a radio playing in there. And also for the naked mole rats, funnily enough.
Now, you used 203 heartbeats. You got 3 wrong.
Mm.
Your heart rate peaks at 150. Now, because you've got a high heart rate during gameplay, you need to eradicate the wrong answers. The wrong answers cost you 75 heartbeats.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just try and relax. So after round one, you've banked £250. Let's move on to round two. It's reorder.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items, followed by an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
Yvonne, you've got 797 heartbeats remaining. Really good first round. Are you going to carry on for £500 or cash out with 250?
I'm definitely going to carry on.
Let's play reorder. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Robert Walpole, Gordon Brown, Margaret Thatcher, Winston Churchill, John Major, Tony Blair. British Prime Ministers, total time in office, shortest to longest, play.
Gordon Brown. Robert Walpole. Winston Churchill. John Major. Robert Walpole. Winston Churchill. Robert Walpole. Tony Blair. Robert Walpole. Margaret Thatcher. Robert Walpole.
Stop the heartbeat! Come on over, stop! Ron, that was tough.
That was tough.
That was tough. Tough.
I was hoping it was going to say, when did they serve their term?
That's exactly what I thought. Not the length of their term.
No.
Good grief. You seem quite fascinated with Robert Walpole.
Yeah.
He was the longest serving Prime Minister we've ever had in the 18th century. You got 5 wrong answers.
Mm.
That's 125 heartbeats off your total. And in total, you used 210. You picked 146 heartbeats per minute, mm-hmm. which is quite high, but we know you've got a high heart rate during gameplay. You need to get the answers right.
Yeah.
Because a high heart rate and wrong answers means your time on the plate will be very, very limited. Now, what do you do in your spare time, Yvonne, to relax?
Don't really do much relaxing. I do like to try extreme activities. I did a wing walk this year, and I've done parachute jumps, bungee jumping.
So what? You like adrenaline?
I do.
What would you like to do, adrenaline junkie-wise, should you win some money?
I'd really like to go backpacking around South Africa. Well, the whole of Africa, not just South Africa, but the whole of Africa. And, yeah, and just find some exciting things to do there.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck, Yvonne.
Unfortunately, Yvonne, we've got to stop there because we've run out of time. But join us next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Yvonne gets on.